Good morning, Rav Boisai. We have some room over here, Rav Boisai. So I wanted to show you, last night, the Olam got together in Manchester, one of the places. And listen to this. We have here from MDY London. They're pleased to announce the details for the next MDY London Siyum, Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. It's going to be on Monday in Beis HaMedrash or Chodosh. It's only £10. And it's meat, meaty buffet, kedasya, best hechsher. All right. Now, it says like this. It would be great to meet as many lumdim as possible at these events. Over the course of a few siyum, Baruch Hashem, been attendance of between 35 to 50 participants, with many more people joining Masechta by Masechta. As we heard from Dov Harris, he gave out over 400 gemaras. So there's more than 50 people doing this year. The feedback from attendees has always been positive, and it's unbelievable. This, I believe, Rabbi Yisai, is the future. These get-togethers in these different places, and I really encourage everybody to participate, because it's not just another online cheer. It's a cheer. I just mentioned your name, Dov, but you could still... Mark, you're sitting here? Where are you sitting? Where's Mark Ashkenazi? You're not coming over here? Get over here. Anyway, so I encourage the Olam in London, around the world. I just got an email from the guys in Cleveland. They're trying to do something. Here, this is in London last night without Dov Harris. Here it is. Look at this, Dov. Mamish Nachas, Nachas. Where in London was this, Dov? Do you have any idea? He wants to know. This is our Chodesh, and that's where the Siyum is going to be. Now, they show you like this. Yuma in London. Here is Sukkah Siyum in London. And finally, Beitza Siyum in London. And they want to get a lot more than this. So join them. Don't be shy. Mark Ashkenazi is sitting right next to me over here. But if you want to know what he really looks like, here he is in Hebron with Uncle Phil and Nehemiah Seltzer. Yishkoyach. What else do we have here? We have a guy that's sleeping but claims that he's learning the daf. This is Ayelei Bedell, RD 49. What's RD again? Rivendell. Doing the daf. No, he's taka. If you look good, if you see, he's okay. This is a long one. Eli Grossberger, he says, he just figured out how to up the speed a little bit on YouTube, Givaldic. And yes, Baruch Hashem, making other positive changes in my life. He has a guy on staff who's a teenager, lost his father 3 years ago and going through a tough time. Every day when I come to work, I copy and say, good morning. I didn't realize how much it meant to him until one morning he said, Ellie, he's talking to that guy, where's my good morning? So as you can see, it's not just the Torah, it's other positive, da da da. He was in Hadar supermarket in Edgeware. And he met Loz Jacobson. He was discussing the daf, and he took a secret picture of him, and he hopes I don't show it. Okay, I won't show it. Fine. Eli Grossberger. And here's Rav Pesach Waxman at a hockey game. He's trying to be the next Rabbi Lef. Leaf, what was the guy? Goal! All right. Yeah. Here's the guy from Quebec, Mayor Kavetsky. I don't know. This might be Lashon Hara to say, but I'm going to say it anyways. He wrote it himself. Spoke about it. After the last email I sent you, he wanted a sweatshirt, a sticker. I got a call from someone that lives in Montreal. His name is Moshe Apter. We're all very familiar with Moshe Apter. He said he's been doing the daf for some time, and he has magnets for me. So I went to pick them up. Very nice kid. The guy ripped off this kid. He took his magnets. He took everything from him. Then he told me his father has WhatsApp. No, I'm just kidding. You're Shmuel Meir Kravetsky. You're a great guy. We're going to send Moshe Apter more stuff, right? We have the guy in charge of merch right here. He's going to send you a bunch of stuff. Small world. It's amazing. There's been a bunch of people here that do the daf. We're starting to find each other group. Kitzer, the group is growing slowly all the way from Quebec. Was noch? Oh, this is a great one. I like his name at the end. This is from Menachem WD40. Now my third Masechta, after not learning at least 4 years, growing up amongst my group of friends in Yeshiva, we talk about YouTube clips of movie trailers and other videos. I run home and watch them excited, but thanks to your shir and the Daf Yomi Committee WhatsApp group, the conversation changed. So you gotta watch today's Daf, great shir. My YouTube is now flooded with Torah. I look forward every night to watching the shir of the day. P.S. I used to say amen to your bracha and water, but now the guy in the video put a big X on your face, so I stopped. If I'm going to Gehenim only for saying amen when thinking it's the right thing to do, then I'll be relieved. Okay, if that's his biggest Aveiro. And here, they're just starting to arrange the Cleveland MDY Siyum for Rosh Hashanah. I want to know if we get any merch for the Siyum. Did they get any merch? Mark, can we send them any merch? Cleveland. Sally Rosenberg and Shalom Y. Felder, the MDY Cleveland Committee. That's a no? There you go. We got another. Okay. A few more. Boys, I just want to. There are over 80 people donated to this next campaign, and I just want to call out a few of them. Him. Ramosha Zeret is sitting right over here. He donated 25 gemaras. Yishkoyach. We should hear only Besuras Toivas, the best of the best news. Listen to this one. And this is important because Hill Boyer. I asked him, I was speaking to him one day, and I said, you know, you gave out a bunch of Gemaras. He said he bought from his own money 10 Gemaras, and he was able to give them out within a day or two, whatever. So I said, what if we gave you Gemaras? It's a new idea. Rabbi said, if anybody wants extra Gemaras, they think that if they have it in their hand, rather than trying to give in somebody, and then the guy has to sign up, and then you take a Gemara here. You join the shir, you get this thing here. It's right here in front of you. Obviously, you'd have to fill out the information or whatever it is, but so Hillboy said, great idea, give me a bunch of Gemaras. I don't remember how many he wants. He spoke to Nassal Gans. But here he is, donating back 25 Gemaras. So like Shlomi Klein said, it's the best business. You take a Gemara, and then I make you donate a Gemara. But kids, it's a great business. Hillboy, 25 Gemaras. Who else do we have here? We have Harving Debbie Lichtman, 200 Gemaras. Andrew Fuchs, 50. Listen, I'm encouraging everybody to participate, even one Gemara. But I don't know if people want me to say that they gave one Gemara. I'm not going to say their names. The big guys, the big shots. Avram Weinreb, what? Okay, yeah, but whatever. Fine. We'll say the rest a different time. I'm not really into giving the names, but we said some names, and now we could go right there in Shas. Today, Rabbi Yisai is Daf Chav Beis, and we are holding at the Mishnah sponsor. Where is the sponsor? That's a good Shiloh. I put away the sponsors already. Here we go. Bye, Shmuley Hecht. F245 and honor the Yemi community. That's all the members who push hard. But Satoira. Eli Lish, my dear Chaver, Mordechai Shlomi Pinchas Tuvia. Allah Shalom Be'er Avram, Moshe Peretz, Neri Yor Kopman. Rosh Hashanah, the whole Masechta, dedicated by Yossi and Esti Elbaum and their children, Tila and Ruvain. Lili Lish, my Zbele Tzipari Bas, for Ruvain and for Shidduch. Yil Asura Bas Estaleya. By Rachel Kiss, Lezech Nishmas, Baruch Berger, F124 on his yard site. Baruch Yitzchok, Olav Shem, Baruch Yisrael, Mordechai. May the Shema have an Aliyah. You know what this is? Baruch Berger. Anonymously, for yard site of Yaakov Meir ben Moishe, Zuchrin Levracha. Chayasar Bas, Yehuda Leiba Levi, Sadowitz, whose yard site is Sunday, 25th of Cheshvan. She grew up near Ponovich in Lita. She had no birth certificate. Some relatives surmised that she was 115 when she was Nifter, Peretz Chaim Levin, Shkoyach. The Shomas have Ali, what? I think so. That's what it says. Yeah, many years ago. Okay. Oh, we have here something. We got to start this year. We're almost on time here. Oh. What's this, Dos? Epicenter. Epic Center. A boy sign. My daughter's going to love this one. I once said on purpose, Epic Center, and she thought I was kidding. Yeah, no, I wasn't. All right. Zok the Halei Gemara. We're by the Mishnah. Oh, so the official Mishnah today is a good one. Today, Rabbi, have a lot of Anah. We're getting official 5 times. Check it out. This is number one. Gives me a lot of Anah. If anybody wants to take that Anah, you're welcome. The official Mishnah, sponsored by Mark Ashkenazi and official, for Shlema, for Brian Abbas Yenta Dvaira. Zok the Mishnah. Avu b'noi shirosa chodesh. A father and son, which cannot, they can't testify anywhere else. And they both saw the moon. Yelchu. they should go ahead on Shabbos and testify on Shabbos. Now, the big chiddush is we know that they're both not going to be able to testify. One of them, one out of the two. Nevertheless, they're permitted to do a 100% between the two of them. The 100% going to be Michal Shabbos. Well, that's not a big chiddush because we know the halacha. Like, let's say there's a person who's sick. Stop it! Take it. I'm kidding. Even no, shumayif not because that will be a busha for me. I said as a joke. He's sponsoring the Mishnah. But first of all, that's only $50 because it's two people. So take it back.
And also raise the price.
Yeah. yeah, Fishel gets the $100 discount because he gave $18,000. But you,
I paid double.
Yeah. By the way, Mark Ashkenazi Shkoyach, he brought in a camera from America. He brought in recording for the eight-minute daf, mic, and a whole zach. Yishkoyach. Thank you very much. It's going to be a brand new camera, which is much, much better than this $2,000 camera. We're going to have improvement in the picture. All right. Zokt Yishkoyach. So, we had a halacha that if a person is very sick and the doctors say he needs an apple right now, otherwise he's going to die, 10 people could run out to their apple trees knowing that 9 out of the 10 are going to be Michal Shabbos because only one of the apples is going to be necessary. You're allowed to do that. So over here also, you have two people. They're driving in a car on Shabbos, whatever they're doing, Michal Shabbos, the Raisa. They're permitted. Why? Not because we're going to take their Eidos together. Ella, Shimi Pasalechem, and we know that there's many questions that are going to be asked of these Eidim, and the Mamash Adrishu V'Chakira, and one of them is going to be Pasal, maybe. Yitzarv Hasheni Macher. So one could join somebody else completely that's not related to him. Reb Shimon Oimer. Shimon Bayachoy says, Avu B'noi V'Cholai Krovim K'sherim Le'edus HaChodesh. Reb Shimon says, we have to remember this Reb Shimon. Shimon says that relatives are kosher Le'edus. Okay, I forgot to say the bracha again. So if you hold, you're allowed to make a bracha, you're allowed to say amen on Zoom, so say amen. If you hold not, I have no idea. I'm just saying that I got emails on both sides. I even got an email yesterday. Why don't we say, I want to say amen. Reb Vai says you should. Do whatever you want. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam
she'hakol
ne'eved
v'ro'eh. Amen. That was mighty.
Machloike says hello. You're, whoever said it over there is not allowed to say it. Only hello. What? You're a Zoom guy. You can be mighty to them. Yeah. Zog digin Mishnah. Rav Shimon Oimer Abu B'noi V'chalak Rav Mekshirim Leidus HaChodesh. It's Motor Omar Rabbi Yossi. Now when you have a Machloike, Rav Shimon and Rabbi Yossi, who's the halacha like? Anybody? Rav Shimon Bayechai. Rav Shimon Bayechai. You say who? Rabbi Yossi, you're right. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. Omar Rabbi Yossi. No, that's Rabbi Yankov. That's the Rabbi Lazmi Yankov. Omar Rabbi Yossi. Ma'aseh b'tuv yaharoyfei. Shiros ha'chodesh b'Yerushalayim. You were right, but for the wrong reason. Nice guess. Ma'aseh b'tuv yaharoyfei. Shiros ha'chodesh b'Yerushalayim. It's one of those dapim meirivim that tells you like 3-4 different Rebbe v'chaveir of the halacha. You're this and Rabbi Yudim Meir, Rabbi Yudim Rabbi Yossi. So we have Tuvia Roife, a story. Sheros HaChodesh Yerushalayim, Hu Benoi Ve'Avdoi. You have a father and a son and the Eved Knani Mishuchror. But it's Mishuchror. The Eved Knani Mishuchror. Ve'kiblu HaKoyhanem Oysoi Ves Benoi. And the Koyhanem, whatever that is, some sort of bezin for Koyhanem, accepted the Eidos of a father and a son who puzzles Avdoi. They said, the Eved doesn't have Yichus. No good. But they went to the real Bezdin, the regular Bezdin that it's Makabal, this Makadish Chodesh. Kiblu Oisav Es Avdoi, they accepted the slave that was Meshuchar, Upasl was Benoi, and they said it's Asr to use a father and a son. Omar Rabbi Levi, my time of the Rabbi Shimon. So why does Rabbi Shimon say the Kiddush Chodesh is okay with Krovim? The Chsiv, Vayoyma Hashem El Moshe Vel Aaron, two brothers. So you see, Eidazu take Sheri Bochem. Just as is, Moshe and Aaron, two brothers, Pasala Eidos typically, kosher by the Eidos of Chodesh. V'Rabbanon, Eidazu te Mesur Lochem. Rabbanon say, yes, it does say that in Pasala, but what the Torah is telling you that it should be the greatest people in Klal Yisrael. So in that generation is Moshe and Aaron. Whatever the generation is, the two G'dayle Ador, the three, the best them. They should be the greatest of the great. They're the ones, not Stam, a little bezin somewhere. The greatest in Klal Yisrael, they're the ones that are doing the Eidos HaChodesh. Omer Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi says in the Mishnah, Ma'aseh b'tuv yaharoyfei. I hold like this, and also there's a story that corroborates my psak that a father and a son are not kosher. Amar Rav Chanan Barava Hilchasa Ki Rabbi Shimon. Comes Rav Chanan Barava and he says, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon that kroivim are kosher. Amar Rav Chanan Rav Chanan Barava Rabbi Yosi Umaisa. First of all, we have Rabbi Yosi, and the halacha is like Rabbi Yosi when he argues with Rabbi Shimon by Yichud Umaisa. And now, when you have a story that's even stronger. It's not stam, it's a halacha somewhere. They took action with this halacha and they paskin halacha l'maisa. But the Amr is like Rabbi Shimon. How can you say the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon that says the krayv of a mutter when in fact the bezdin one time kicked out the father and son? Omalei, but I have a problem. I hear what you're saying. Vozimnin sagin, Amr is kamei derav. Many times I said in front of Rav, hilchasa k'Rabbi Shimon, v'lo yamalei v'lo midi. How come Rav didn't argue with me? Omar Lei, Hechi Tonisa. Say over, what did you tell Rav? Omar Lei, Ipcha. So he told them, he didn't say the word Ipcha, he told them the reverse of what it says in the Mishnah. The Rabbi Yosi is the one that says that Kroivim Ma'mutter, and Rabbi Shimon is the one that says Kroivim Ma'aser, and Rav agreed with that. Because Halach is that Kroivim Ma'aser. Omar Lei, Mishum Hachi, Lo Yomar Lei, Lach B'Levidi. You reverse the names, Shkayach, of course. Omar Tavi Bereder the Mari Tavi Omar Mar Ukva Omar Shmuel Hilchasak Rabbi Shimon. This throws a loop into everything, so that's why on the side they're goyis a little bit. Tzarech Loimar less Hilchasak Rabbi Shimon. Okay, it changes the whole story. You just add one word because the bottom line is that Allah is not like Rabbi Shimon. The whole sugya we go like Rabbi Yosi, not like Rabbi Shimon. Rav said like Rabbi Yosi, unless you reversed it in his face and you said that Rabbi Shimon, so you said like Rabbi Shimon. So you have to say Hilchas is like Rabbi Yosi, not like Rabbi Shimon. So this just confuses it. Okay, so they say you have to be goyis less, but okay. Second Mishnah, sponsored by official and not by Mark Ashkenazi. Refor Shleima, Brian Basyente Dvar. No, sorry, Refor Shleima from Rom Yosef and Chana. Okay, Eilem Apsulim. So it says in the pasuk. By Eidos, we do more darshans. Al toshes yotchem rasha liois eid chamas. Can't be a rasha to testify falsely for somebody else. But the Gemara darshans that a person who's a rasha, in other words, he's a gazlan doiraisa. He steals. What's a gazlan doiraisa? So for that, we have another pasuk from Shmuel Beis. It says in the pasuk, "Vayigzol sachanis." This is all from Rashi. These two pasukim. When somebody grabs something out of somebody else's hand, that's gzela. Doing foilish shtick, tricking somebody to give you money, that's not gzela deraisa, that's asur, but it's more derabanan than deraisa. Mideraisa, this is deraisa. Guys, a mechutzif, and in front of everybody, snatches your cell phone from your hand and runs, that's a gazla mideraisa. But if he tricks you into giving money, that's a different story. So our Mishnah is discussing people that are pasul midrabana. Hamisachik bekubya, somebody that gambles. So what's the problem with gambling? So we had in the Gemara a number of times the misachik bekubya all over Shas. So one reason is because he's not oisik bishuvi shalaylam. He's doing things that are not productive to the world. But the main reason is the asmachta leikanya. The famous asmachta leikanya. What does that mean? That people that gamble never believe they're going to lose. If they believe they're going to lose, they don't gamble. Unless they're playing kvitlach, whatever, you know, for $5. But when they go to the casino, they really believe they're going to win. Otherwise, they wouldn't go. When you take somebody's money when he gambles, then it's like you're stealing from him. Because he doesn't give it to you, b'lev shalom. He didn't buy something from you. You don't deserve his money. And when he gives it to you with a heart... With a heavy heart, he really wants to get out of it, and he doesn't intend ever of giving to you, he never intend. That's gneva. And a person that takes that kind of money from gambling is pasul eidos. I'm not making this up. Yeah, it's the whole sugya of... Okay, fine. That's how... Fine. He says, "We paskin. I'm not going to argue with you. Paskin la halacha de kashleidus. It's not a good thing to do." Over here, the Mishnah says, "Hamisachi bekubya, kubya dice." Says over here in Rashi, made out of bone, okay? They didn't have plastic then. Umalve beribis. Again, somebody who takes money beribis, so it, you shouldn't be taking it. It's usher to take. Interesting Kleyakar. Ari Weinstein sent me twice, I have to say, it's the second time he sent it. Kleyakar says, I don't understand that 100%, but Kleyakar says that a person that takes ribis, he has a chesaron in emunah, because since he knows this is coming to him, he invested in a business that gives the exact same returns every single month. That's a chesaron in emunah, says the Kleyakar. So even if it's, I guess the Kleyakar is trying to explain, it's really good for the borrower. The borrower wants to do a real estate deal. Where's he going to get money from? He needs his first $1 million to put in. So you do him a favor. You're taking 10% interest. What's the big deal? He's going to make 20%. You're going to make 10%. Why can't you take? So he says, chesaron emunah, it's hard to understand. So then why can you take money from a guy then? He goes into it. A guy, well, it's also chesaron emunah, but you could take. Fine. Just throwing it out there. Think about it. V'soichrei shviyas. Here we're talking about Shemitah year. And people are doing business with fruit of shviyas, where you're not allowed to do business with. It's not their money. Again, so these are people that are not careful with other people's money. If you're not careful with other people's money, and you, what are you going to do? Mafrichi yoyim, I skipped. Okay, we'll get there. The money from other people, you will go and testify falsely and tell people, like the Gemara is going to bring a story, somebody's going to pay you $200 and you're going to say that you saw the moon. If you're very makbid on other people's money, you're very makbid on gzeli, you're very makbid when you come to mammonis, you won't do that. So apparently, they used to have pigeon races. They still do, he says. So if there's such a thing as pigeon races, we'll play a game now. How much could one of these pigeons fetch? How much would you pay for a pigeon in a pigeon race? If you are a real professional pigeon racer, how much would you pay for a good pigeon? From $100, $500, $1,000 for a pigeon? So listen to this. I found this morning. A mishugana in China. $2 million for a pigeon. Maisa Shahaya.
I got a lot in my backyard.
He could, not only, I'll pay him $2 million to get rid of the pigeons in this neighborhood. Everybody would pay that, no? We could raise it like this. Get rid of all the pigeons. Not a joke. New Kim, a two-year-old female pigeon. This is the picture of this $2 million pigeon. This is not a stamped picture of it. Same exact. The guy fooled him. He was like, this is me. And he said they're going to take it out of, it's not going to race anymore. They're going to use it for breeding only. It's $1.9 million. Okay, so there's a mishugayim in the world. There were always mishugayim and still are. Once I was doing it, I saw like, do you know, like right before telegrams, just like 100 years ago, they were still using pigeons on submarines. They were able to have, they had submarines, they had the technology of submarines, but they didn't have technology of communication. So they had a submarine, they had a pigeon, open up the hatch, put a little letter in the pigeon. I guess they have value. Not on our roofs. Says the Mishnah. So these guys, they're again, they're just racing, it's gambling, it's the same problem. Va'avodim. Okay, Eved is Eved Knani. Zaklal. That's already a different thing. That's already a deraisa de gedid. Zaklal. Kol edosheno ishok sheir lo, afhein enon sheir lo. When it comes typically in the world, any kind of edos that we don't accept the testimony of an isha, so then we cannot accept the testimony of this list of people that we just mentioned. Says the Gemara, Ha'ishak Sherila, but what if a woman is kosher for Eidos? When is a woman kosher for Eidos? So there's two cases Rashi brings that a woman is kosher for Eidos to testify that somebody's husband died. So the woman, the wife, shouldn't be in Aguna. She's Neman. And also, very interestingly, she's Neman by a Saita. If a woman is Nistar, the husband warns the wife not to go into secluded place with a certain person, and then the husband catches her, so you give her the water. But if a woman testifies, that's too late. Dor Oiver Navera, so we trust the woman and we don't give the water to the Saita. So those are two cases. Hoyishak Sherlo, Afem Sherlo. If in those two cases a woman is kosher, so a pigeon racer and a Mesachim Kubia and Malvibaribis, all these guys are kosher. We have to save the aguna. Omer Avashi, Zoysemer is Gazlan, the Devrayim, Ksherim like the Isha. So you see that the list in the Mishnah, the Kosher for the Isha, Ad Kan. Rabbi, we're about to start a very, very interesting Mishnah. There's only three Mishnahs like this in the entire Shas. This is a Mishnah that doesn't have any Gemara. So I looked it up. There's one in Bechiris, Daf Yud Gimel, and there's one in Nedarim, Daf Samach Gimel. But then I noticed that's not the biggest chacham in the world. They have to be, these Mishnahs have to be at the end of the parak. Because if not at the end of the parak, there's going to be Gemara. It's only because it's the end of the parak. So it's very possible there's other Mishnahs that don't have Gemara, and that's why they're very big. Like it was a little Mishnah, and then they had another Mishnah, you know what I mean? Like, fine. But these are the only three. Just the idea, just like there's a pigeon that's $1.9 million, this is doesn't make any enough community to pshat. Okay. Mi shiras achaydash. Oh. This is, since this is a Mishnah that only happens once, only three times, official's gonna have to pay double, at least. The official Mishnah is sponsored by official. See, as this daf is costing 500. Plus 500. We're going to make it 500. Official, you don't agree? I'm not saying it. You agree? Okay, fine. What? No, he's a Mishnah guy. He's not a Gemara guy. I don't charge you for Gemara. This is a one-of-a-kind Mishnah. One-of-a-kind Mishnah is a whole different story. And it's the end of the parak. It's the final parak of the first... I don't know what they're saying here, but I think they're saying you should pay $1,000 for the Mishnah. That's what I heard. $1,000, official. Official Mishnah, please. Sponsored by official Refu Shlema for Braina Basyanta Dvara, and we'll put in Avram Yosef Ben Chan. Hadron Aloch. No, I didn't say the Mishnah.
And you
got to
charge him again.
Mi Sharos Achoydesh Halach. A guy's too sick to get to Yerushalayim. Moylichin Oysel Achamor. You could walk him on a donkey. And what's the Isser? It's the Isser Deraisa, Mechamer, to make the donkey go on Shabbos. Afilu B'mita. You could carry him, lay him on a stretcher, and carry him. This is all on Shabbos, of course. If he's worried and he's scared that there are going to be people on the way that are going to attack them, let's see if anybody else came up with my Mordechai the Kipshat. It's going to be my new sefer. How does Rashi know? He's scared, says Rashi, from the Baitoisim, from the bad guys. These are not robbers. These are not listim. These are the people that don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh, and they're going to force the issue. How does Rashi know that's what he's scared about? Maybe he's scared from really bad guys. Know anybody have my pshat?
Shabbos, they're not carrying anything they can steal.
Huh?
Shabbos, so they're not carrying anything they can steal. They don't have money.
How do these guys know, though? You know how many times it happens that they come and they rob you on Shabbos and you tell them, I'm Jewish, I don't have... But you're talking about bad guys. List them. You don't know if they're Jewish or not. You're going on the way. I'm just throwing out a little... I don't know if it's true. You're not going to like my shop now. Okay. Because the Mishnah says you bring sticks. What is a stick going to help? The bad guys, they come with guns. They come with swords. So you're going to bring a little stick? Oh, because we're talking about... They're not really bad guys that are stealing. They have sticks. They only have sticks also. They're the Baitoisim. They're not coming to kill you. They're coming to threaten you. Nobody like my pshat? I just am dyking the word sticks. Okay, bad pshat. We're going to take it out of the sefer. I would take a knife. If I'm worried that somebody's going to attack me, I'm not taking a stick. I'm taking a knife. But okay. If it's very far away from Yerushalayim, you can take, you carry food with you. By the way, the Mishnah says, you could only be Machal Shabbos if you know you're going to reach Yerushalayim within one day. Because otherwise, what's the point? Once it's Matzah Shabbos, the Bezin is going to declare Rosh Chodesh anyway. It's already the 31st day. We don't need you. So don't be Mechal Shabbos. It's going to take you 3.5 days to get there. It's too late. Shemach la'ad yoy Mechal Shabbos. V'yoytzen leidus ha'choydesh. Shenemar eile moyadi Hashem asher tikru oysen b'moyadom. The zechiv d'oraisa to announce it, and it should be be'edus. And v'meilo, we're Mechal Shabbos. With that, hadron aloch. Arba Rosh Hashanim, Hajman Aloch, Arba Rosh Hashanim, Hajman Aloch, Arba Rosh Hashanim. The first parag, a very long parag, which takes up most of Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. Says the Halakha Mishnah, sponsored by Fishel, for Shleimah, for Brand Abbasi, then the Dvaira. Imenim Akir Noisan. What if Bezin don't recognize this aid? He's a new guy. Meshachim Imoy Acher La'idoy, they send with him another person that could testify about the aid. They have a guy, character witness, says, hey, this guy's a good guy. In the beginning, they would accept testimony and edus from anybody. These Baitoisim guys that don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh will see in the Gemara. So they said, no, we're not going to take anybody, stam, because it could be a Baitois. So we'll take, huh? That's what Rashi says it? Yeah. I hear? Okay, fine. You don't need to come on to my chat. Hiskino Rashi had to come on. I've said from Mishnah Menei Ubei. Hiskino Shloim Mekam Akir. My Acher. What does it mean? Another person? Chad, one person? V'chad Mimehemen is one person believed. It says Eidav. He came, him, one guy, but two people had to testify that he's a good guy. You're right. Acher doesn't mean a singular person. It means a singular zug, a pair, one pair. If they don't know him, what's him? If oisai again means singular, one person, one person I believe. Just like the witness that's testifying about the moon, it's not him, it's two people. So too, the people that are testifying on him. Oh, what a guess. I didn't chap. He's leaving. Now I chap. So that's Shigata. Come again. He was a big, big part of the beginning of the shir. Yishkoyah for coming. Wow. He's a good learner also. Okay, fine. So we just turned to Chav Beis Amud Beis, sponsored by the MDY Tehillim Group. For all those who need Shidduchim Refus and Yeshuas, please join us at thehillim.com. Sponsored anonymously. Schus. Kushal Tamar Chaya. Bat. Sarat Avrafur. Shlem. Bekorah. Brochas. Simcha. Arichas. Yomim. Nachas. From all the children and grandchildren. So, says the Gemara. So anyways, Oisai and Chad means two.
Are they also Mechal Shabbos for
here? Yeah. Everybody's Mechal Shabbos here. Why? Because in order to get the Edom there, we have the Mechal Shabbos. Just like we're Mechal Shabbos to carry the aid. So we're also Mechal Shabbos to testify that the aid is good. Without these guys, we don't have an aid. We need it for the aiders. Says the Gemara. V'chad l'mehemen. So we said all this. V'chad l'mehemen. Mishpok sivbei elo may oisei oisei zog. Ochanami me'acher zog acher. So you need two people to testify on the moon, two people to testify on each guy that he's a good guy. Why is one person not believe? Rabbi Noroi himself did not see the moon. All he was doing is testifying about the character, about the guy that saw the moon. The Shabbos b'Usha. Usha, that's where the Sanhedrin was then. So he went all the way to Usha to testify. So you see, Rabbi Noroi is one person, and that's all you need. Amri Wamshant isn't Rabbi Noroi, Sahad Achrina have a bad day. Rabbi Noroi actually went with somebody else. It was two people. What does that mean, Rabbi Noroi? What does the Gemara saying? Think about it for a second. The reason why another witness wasn't mentioned? For the honor of Rabbi Noroi. Yeah? Makes sense. We want to give him honor. You don't say, Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Joe Schmo. Reb Chaim Kanievsky, what? No, that's not the pshat. Rashi says a much better pshat. Rashi says that we're trying to prove that even a gadol hador like Reb Noroi would be mechal Shabbos to testify about a character of a witness on Shabbos. You'd get in a car and drive even the gadol hador. So if you're going to say the gadol hador and Joe Schmo went to testify, you took away from the chiddush. I want to say that the gadol hador, that's my point. Gadol hador. Anything besides the gadol hador ruins my chiddush. That's the pshat mishum kvoida. Rashi Omar, Rabbi Nirai Sada China Avabusha. Ravashi says another pshat. Rabbi Nirai knew that there's a character witness that lives in Usha. He just had to meet up with him. Enochanami. He was a single guy going on Shabbos, Milchal Shabbos. Why was he single? Because his partner to testify was already there. Vaz Rabbi Nirai, it's the Rabbi Badei, and he just went to join him. Yehachi Maile Memra. Ask the Gemara, if that's the case, what's the big chiddush? Says the Gemara, the same, according to Ravashi, that he's the only person and everything, so what's the big deal? But what happens if Nirai shows up to Usha and the guy's not there anymore? He thought that there's another witness there. So maybe he shouldn't be going. He shouldn't be Michal Shabbos on a suffix that he might meet up with another witness and they're going to testify. What if the guy's not there? It's a long distance. They don't have phones. They don't know what's going on. By the time he gets it, the guy left already. Kamash Malon, that you're allowed to be Michal Shabbos, so you have a bunch of Chidushim here. Gadol Ador is Michal Shabbos, Misafik is Michal Shabbos. We got to get this moon, Mekudesh. Kiyosu Ulo, Omar, Kachul Yarchu B'marova. He comes to Bavel and he says, they were Mekadesh the moon in Eretz Yisrael. Similar to what we had yesterday. Remember, he came to Bavel, he said, oh, it's Yom Kippur today in Eretz Yisrael. Omar Afgahano, Loime Bayu Ulo, the Gavir Rabahu. It's not only a Gadol Ador like Ulo that we believe in, the Mehemon, Elafilu Inish Da'amo, Nam Mehemon. We could trust anybody. My time. So when we're discussing to testify about a new moon, that you need Edom. Ula is not going to work. Why? Because a new moon, nobody sees it. Nobody saw it. I saw it. I happened to grab a peek of the new moon. Nobody could argue with me. So for that, I need witnesses. But over here, all he's doing is saying, I'm telling you a piece of information, that in Eretz Yisrael, today, is Rish Chodesh. Nobody in their right mind is going to lie, because everybody's going to find out. It's just a matter of time before witnesses come and tell us exactly what happened in Eretz Yisrael. So anything, this is a chazakah. Kol mil sedavid ligluyei, anything that is going to become known to the world, lemishakri bayinchi. Forget about Ula. No one wants to lie and be found to be a liar. Tanina mehachi, and we also learn, Bayach b'sayf ha'ilam, v'omar kichu bezin zachayish, even if he comes from a very distant place, Naaman. Nu sugya, barishayna yimikabal me'zachayish mikaladam. In the beginning, they were makabal, the testimony from everybody. Torah Rabbanah. Ma kilkul kilkulor b'taisim. Now, story. What happened? So it says like this. This is the pasuk. When do you bring the carbon oimer? The famous oimer that you bring that we could eat the new crop. When do you bring it? It says in the pasuk, Mimachas HaShabbos. The day after Shabbos. But what does it really mean? How do we understand the pasuk? Because we have Gemara. Mimachas HaShabbos means the day after Pesach. The Beit Tosim who don't believe in Gemara, they don't believe in Torah Shabbat Peh. So they read it, Mimachas HaShabbos. It has to be on a Sunday. They'll do anything to make the second day on that Pesach should come out on Shabbos. They'll make Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos so that Pesach falls out on Shabbos so that you bring the Omer on a Sunday. Says an apostle. You hear what's going on here? Their Yetzihara is not to eat tray. The Yetzihara is to do what the Torah says according to how they believe the Torah. To go to the kotel with tefillin, whatever. They're doing mitzvahs, but in the wrong way. They'll do anything. They'll lie. So here's the problem. Here's the murder problem. What do they gain? They're going to gain that they fooled Beis Din. So it's not a real Rish Chodesh. It's not a real Rish Chodesh. They fooled them. So you're not going to believe this. Tosis asked the question. And Tosis says, no. That the Rabbanon, that drush of the Gemara, that Atem Vafilu Mezidim, that they believe in. That the Makabal. So you can fool Beis Din. And if Beis Din buys your shtick, and Mekadesh the Chodesh, then it works. That part of the Torah they accept. This part they don't accept. So they combined the two things. They wanted to fool Bezin, because you're allowed to fool Bezin, because atem v'afilu mezidim, even if you fool them purposely, and it's a good chaydash, you can fool Bezin and make it a good chaydash, that they believe in, but that it's the day after Pesach that they don't believe. It has to be on a Sunday. Okay. So what happened? Pamachas bikshu by toisim lahat, this is chachamim. So they go, and they try to fool everybody. Sachru shnei b'nei adam, barbam yizuz. Again, here we go again. 400. Maybe it's 400, maybe it's not. 400 lashon guzma. A tremendous amount of money. They pay 200 zuz per witness. Echad mishalanu, ve'echad mishalahem. We use this lashon today. He's a mishalanu. Mishalanu. One guy was a regular yid, and the other one was a bait toisim. It seems like that they thought he's also a baitos, because they started putting out in the groups over there, who wants to be a false witness? It's a tough job. You have to stand up to this bezin. This bezin is not a joke. They ask all these questions. What do you see and how do you see it? Where are you standing and what angle and the whole thing. Says the Gemara, Shalom heid edusav yatzah. Okay, the baitos comes in, says his lie, leaves. Shalanu, but the good guy comes in. Omer loy, emar, ketzad reisus alavana. Great myself. What do you see? Omer lahem, oy lo yise b'mala adumim. I was coming up mala adumim. Oh, b'emet, I just thought about this maysa. I didn't live in Eretz Yisrael yet, and I took a taxi to Ramat Shlomo, and the taxi driver takes a wrong turn, and he just keeps on going. And he ended up in Male Adumim. You know what I'm talking about? That highway over there? They fixed it? Yeah, he ends up in Male Adumim and he can't make a U-turn. And he's going and he's going and he's going. And the Monet is going and going and going. I get to Ramat Shlomo. He says, you're going to pay me the whole thing. I said, but you made a mistake. I'm not giving you your suitcases. You're going to pay for the whole thing. He made me pay. Welcome to Israel. Okay. Those guys, I don't know why those guys are always the Shalom Aleichem. They're the face of the country when you walk in. Anyway, Male Adumim. So I was going to Male Adumim in that taxi. V'reisiv shu rovut bein shnei sloim. I saw the moon between two rocks. Roishoy doimel egel. The head of the moon looked like a calf. Oznov doimim ligdi. They understood right away this guy is messing around there. He looks like a goat. Karnov, I was gonna listen. I ran out of time, but I really wanted to make a picture of a goat and a thing, whatever. Bez Hashem, next cycle. Oh, Sapaznik. Mordechai Sapaznik is gonna send me tomorrow. This thing, Bez Hashem, we're gonna have it. A goat, a deer, a calf. It's a combination. Now, I looked in the Marsha, of course, because that's the first place you go to when you have these things. I looked in Ben Yoyada, I didn't see anything. He's a little schwach in these dapim. Like, no, I'm not. Not that his tire is. No. Not his Torah. He doesn't say anything on his daf. Not the pshat. He's like, he jumps it like the last pshat he said over here is on daf chav or something. Anyway, I'm looking for something in Gishmak. So he says, the Mashal starts saying that, but you have to be Mayan Mashal. It's very tzarichos. But Rome, the Romans come from Edom. So, and the Romans wanted to uproot the whole Kiddush Levana. And they said, in order to do Kiddush Levana, you have to have smicha. So whoever gets smicha or whoever's nismach or gives smicha, they're going to kill him. At Shabbat, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and he took Reb Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, the whole thing, and he gave them smicha. So that's what he's saying over here. He says, I was in Mala Adumim, Edom, and I saw two slime, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava sat between two slime, and he made the thing. But Kitzer, all these things. Maybe he's trying to show them that he's a big Talmud Chacham, he's part of us, he's a Mishalanu, and it says, Uznova Munachas Le Ben Yarchoisov. And his tail was between his legs. V'tzatzti boy, and I peeked at him at this moon. V'nirtati, I was so scared. V'nafalti l'achor, and I fell backwards. V'mein atem aminim li. V'mein atem aminim. Harei v'sayim zuz strimli v'zdini. Here's the $200 that zuz that they paid me to lie to you guys. In other words, I'm here to tell you that there's a scam going on. Omer loy, miskik cholokach, and who forced you? Omer lehem, shemati shebikshu b'toisim la'atois, es chachamim. I heard that they were looking for somebody. Amarti elechani b'yidei lehem. So why shouldn't I go and notify them and pretend that I'm one of them. I don't want somebody else to step in. Then they might be able to fool you. Or the 200 we're giving to you as a gift. We're chachamim. We can take it away from them and give it to you. And whoever hired you should be, how do you say matach? Stretched on a beam and get some malchus. Rabbi, so we have to do this Mishnah here because we have to get official. So the bottom line is they said you have to know who it is. Shalom Yisrael. The official Mishnah is sponsored by official. The Refuah Shleima for Barnabas sent the Dvar and Avraham Yosef ben Chana. Says the Mishnah. I looked and looked for my picture. I couldn't find it. We had one night. I don't remember. Yuma Sukkah. I couldn't find it. They used to Sukkah. They used to put up torches. They didn't have telephones. So as soon as the moon came in, they said, oh, Kiddush HaChodesh, a guy had a big torch, as the Mishnah says, lift it up. Believe it or not, all the way to Iraq, 1,000 kilometers away, 4 torches. That's all they needed. Mishakilgu HaKusim, once the Kusim came around, the Betuzim, the Kusim, that's it, no more torches, because anybody could lift a torch and fool everybody. So you need a shliach that has a letter, a stempel, that Bezin sent him out. How did it work? Very long cedar beams, and reeds, and flax, tie it all up with a string, and he'd go on to the top of a mountain, and light it up, like a lulav, goes like this, backwards, forwards, there shouldn't be any confusion, this is the real deal. He keeps on shaking it until he notices the guy hundreds of miles away sees this giant fire. He's going to do the same thing. And once that guy starts moving it, he could leave. Where are the places? The next one away was Sartova. And I don't know where that is. Sartova, the Gurefino, Umigrefino, the Chavron. That's it. These are the 4 places. Umechavron, the base built in. So what do we have? Mishcha, Sartova, Grifino, Chavron, base built in. So it's 5 really. Ume base built in, Lezazim Misham, Ela Moylocho maybe, Umalo, Moyrid, Ashoyeroy Kol Agoylo, Lefono, Kimidurus Eish. Then the whole bubble over there would all light it up, and everybody knew that it was Rish Chodesh. Agut Gebench today. Thank you for coming. Have a wonderful day.